children. In paragraph 198, it says that there are no refugees from Afghanistan in Turkmenistan, and it's categorical, that statement. My question is, are there refugees from other countries? And no, you've explained the non-discrimination rules and laws, but in practice, how do you ensure non-discrimination against children in these circumstances, and how do you ensure access to basic services without discrimination? I'd also like to know your state's position regarding children whose parents emigrate. Does the state consider these children to be in a state of abandonment? Do you lean on the relatives who remain in the country? Are the children institutionalized? Let me now move on to economic exploitation. Paragraph 293 clearly states that there are no children involved in exploitation or trafficking of drugs. You have developed robust policies in cooperation with the ILO, so I'm not going to dwell on this issue, but there is no mention in the report about children living in the street situations. Now, is this because there just aren't any, or is it linked to the fact that there has been an increase in the number of institutionalized children in recent years? Could you please clarify that doubt? And I will focus for the remaining 2 minutes on the important issue of administration of child justice and children in armed conflicts. It is commendable that Turkmenistan has adopted a less punitive approach, an approach that is more geared towards resocialization, what we call a more humane approach to juvenile justice. However, and there have been legal changes, as you explained as well, but my doubts have to do with the fact that in accordance to the regime that is, or the mechanisms that are in place, the general age of criminal responsibility is 16 years old. However, for some crimes, it is 14 years of age. And this applies for serious crimes. So you're thinking about homicide and Article 107, grievous bodily harm, and rape, Article 132. But you also find other offences such as theft or robbery, and the age of criminal responsibility is also 14 for these more ordinary crimes. So given that you include these crimes under the 14-year-old category, then I think we should say the general age of criminal responsibility is actually 14 and not 16. Another question I'd like to ask is linked to restorative justice and whether these are used for cases of sexual abuse against teenagers, and finally, it is clear that your country is making efforts to introduce non-custodial sentences, but the number of children in institutions is very low. However, could you please provide statistics about the duration for which minors are kept in institutions, in particular minors aged under 14? How are young offenders aged under 14 handled? Another question is whether Turkmenistan is considering changing the maximum term of imprisonment depending on the type of offence and depending on the age of the offender. A few questions about precautionary measures. Do you use preventive detention? And also a question on children in armed conflict. In 2010, the recruitment age was changed to be 18 years of age. But the age at which you can be called to do your military service is actually 17. So I'm wondering whether you're considering changing this in light of the fact that you ratified the optional protocol. I'd also like to ask something about the special military schools. There's a decent amount of information on this in the report, but my question is, how does the state ensure that participation of girls or boys in these schools is voluntary and not due to social reasons or pressure from the family? Legislation is very clear. Participation should be voluntary, but how do you ensure that it is, in fact, voluntary? Also, how do you monitor the conditions in which the children in these two types of military schools are? How do you draw the line between a military-oriented education and the condition of childhood? It's a difficult balance to strike. And I'd like you to, if possible, provide some explanations on that, and also to clarify what mechanisms, if any, exist for children who attend these military schools to report for any form of abuse that might occur there. And finally, in connection with the protocol, I'd like to know whether your country has made progress on the criminalization of certain behaviors, which is called for by the protocol in order to protect the rights of children in armed conflict situations. One condition is the definition as a war crime of the use of children aged under 15 in the army. This was included in the recommendations that our committee already made to your country. And we'd like to know whether, in general, you have considered criminalizing the use of children in armed conflict. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So that brings us to the end of the second round of questions. I know it's a lot of questions, but that is what the evening is for. But we do hope that you will still get to enjoy a little bit of Geneva because the weather is so lovely.